Good morning, it's Kemp Haar. You're listening to FloorDaily.net. And this morning we have with us Aaron Perner with Cat Carpets. Aaron, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you, Kemp?
I'm good. I'm really glad to get you on the line with us because, you know, as we look at January of 2009, look at where a lot of people are headed off into a new year, and you're a person that's out there in several major markets. You have retail flooring stores in, help me out. I know you started in Wichita, but you've got stores in St. Louis and several other Kansas locations. Where all do you have stores?
Well, Kemp, I would tell you, I'm a product of nepotism. You know, I really owe being in business to my father, first generation lawn burner. And, he was at the time, we were in the Topeka and Wichita marketplace already.
Yeah.
And, since then, together, as I grew up in the business, we've expanded into Kansas City, Omaha, Des Moines, St. Louis, all those additional markets. And we've added several additional business models in some of the existing markets that we're in.
Okay, so you're a player in those locations, and you're also, as you said, you're second generation. You're also affiliated with Carpet One, Big Bob, Floor Trader.
Yes.
And ProSource, right?
And ProSource, yes.
Yeah. So, and all of those different affiliations kind of have different market positions, don't they?
They really do. I mean, I think the best description, Kemp, and you and I have talked about this, is we're a niche marketer. I mean, we're not going to be a category killer, big box type model.
Right.
What we do is we take those segments of the market that we believe are not well positioned, and then we just, over position to a particular customer set and provide value that I think no one else in the marketplace can provide. And that's how we, succeed.
Yeah, well, that's where I wanted to talk to you. First off, I want to take care of some of your news. I mean, we just recently on FloorDaily.net ran your news that you're opening 4 floor traders in St. Louis. Is that right?
Yes, what we did was I've got a good dear friend of mine that was ready to retire in the St. Louis market. We weren't in St. Louis.
Right.
Ran a successful business for years. He had really good people, and it was an easy transition. At the time, he had 3 locations. So what we did was they were under the original Georgia Carpet Outlets, the GCO flag.
Right.
And he was actually, I believe, one of the initial GCO guys. He really knew the business. But so he wanted to retire. He and his wife, he had more other outside interests, and he didn't want to just take what he built with all the people that he had and just go out and rent the buildings and fire everybody. I think he really had good motives, and his reason for doing the conversion was really because he wanted to have somebody that would care for his people the way he did. And so, we struck a very fair deal, purchased the 3 stores a year ago, January 1st.
Right.
And since then, we added a 4th location. We went through and liquidated the inventory and, started out first this year fresh and brand new with a brand new store as the Floor Trader, going forward, the whole new concept that CCA has developed, which is just outstanding.
What's different about Floor Trader versus Carpet One?
The target niche is really for those people that neither want or need a high level of service, but they want great value. So you have a much shorter product offering, and it's more focused. The price points tend to not be as high as what the Carpet One grouping is.
Right.
But where you have, price points, they tend to be a more value-oriented offering. You do have some special order, but primarily it's inventory sales.
All right, so it's a cash and carry?
Yes, that's really the focus, but it's more than that. The merchandising and the positioning the product in the store and the service level, it's almost kind of a hybrid, I would tell you. It's not a standard outlet by any means. It doesn't even look like an outlet. And the service levels are much higher than what you'd expect out of an outlet type business. They can go in and pick the material up, surely, but what most people want is they want it installed. So, we facilitate that for them.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you the key question I wanted to ask you is that in this current economy, as we start into January of 2009, a lot of people are kind of in the hanging on mode, and that's not what you're doing at all. You're actually being very successful, and I was wondering if you could maybe lend some advice. I know for one thing you do think highly of promotion and advertising, and so give us a little bit of what retailers should be doing right now in this current situation.
Kemp, I got to tell you, I really appreciate the question. I think my first initial reaction is, and I'm going to, I was down in Dallas just most recently, and I got to see Shaw's new product introductions, And I'm going to pick on them, but I could tell the same kind of story about a lot of the other supplier partners that we've got.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I walked around that show, and, you know, these guys are really innovating. I mean, if you look at, and I don't want to steal any of the thunder because I'm sure they've got some big product launch things that and may have already happened. I just haven't seen the press on it yet.
Yeah.
But I think the first thing is you've really got to focus on having, you know, high-quality people. And, you know, it's the company has outgrown me in a lot of ways, and I would tell you in a lot of ways I'm a figurehead now. We've just got such good quality people. I stand back and I watch how they drive the business and the kind of decisions they make collectively and individually, and it just makes me extremely proud. And then, you know, we've got partners like Shaw. You know, Randy Merritt actually hugged me when I was at Dallas because we had an up year with him. It wasn't much, you know, but that tells you in this kind of environment how difficult it is. But the reality is, as these businesses continue to innovate and as we continue to drive, you know, quality salespeople and great service to the end user, that partnership pays huge dividends and benefits. I mean, you've got to be sensitive and you got to work together in any market, but especially today to be successful. Success also, you know, my dad always taught me when I was younger that there's two times in a business. You know, the first time that you're working your tail off is that business is really tough and you're trying to fix it, and so you're working as hard as you can. He says the other time in the business is good, so you're working your tail off just to keep up with it, and there isn't any middle ground.
Yeah, I think you're probably being pretty humble here. I would say one of the reasons that your people are setting the woods on fire is probably because, you know, you've instilled the right values, you've probably put in the right incentive program, and I mean, you've probably made a lot of decisions that to you may seem normal course of business, but are also probably very motivational.
Yeah, Kemp, it's, you know, I appreciate you saying that. It's you know, I look back at the way the company's grown the last, you know, 12 years, and I can point fingers at each one of the people in our company. And at critical times, we've made, you know, I think one of the things that as an organization we do that a lot of companies don't do is that, you know, and I think this goes back to my family, the way we were raised. I mean, we discussed issues growing up, and, you know, I know it's certainly not a democracy. It's more of a benevolent dictatorship. Family is. A business is not so much different, but if you do a really good job, your people will tell you that there's a problem, and they'll be honest with you. And not only that, they'll tell you what you need to do to fix it. And, you know, we've had a lot of meetings, you know, as a company, individually or in groups. You know, we just are constantly out trying to figure out ways to do things better. And we, not to the point where we're nasty with each other, but we certainly get in each other's face and say, here's what the challenge is, here's what the, you know, the solution that I see is, and here's why, you know, that drives good business and what's good for a customer. And I think, you know, in today's environment more than ever, you've got to understand your strengths and you got to know your weaknesses, and you need to focus on the things that are going to drive your business and let the things that don't go to somebody else that is good at it. You can't be good at everything.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this. One thing that I think a lot of people are curious about is, you know, they read the terrible things that the media is talking about. They say, well, regardless of what we do, I mean, there's just no store traffic. But that's not what you're finding. I mean, you actually have consumers that are coming in and buying product. What is it you're doing differently?
You know, I think the reality is, Kemp, I think that people will still purchase. They still want floor covering. But today more than ever, they've got to be confident that buyer's remorse or that, you know, cognitive dissonance they talk about when the person makes a big purchase, that they want to make sure they're getting value and, you know, great service. And you've just really got to do a good job. I think a lot of the benefit that we're getting now is, you know, seeds that we have sown 10 years ago. I mean, it's, you know, we were growing faster. You know, we're actually down this month, I would tell you, but relative to the numbers that I'm hearing in the industry, we're gaining market share still.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the month's not over. I'm hoping by the end of the month we'll end up.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think it just all starts with, you know, treating your customer right, partnering with the right people, giving them just absolutely great value and product that they just jump up and down and say, that's beautiful, that's what I want in my house. You know, that's the kind of look, that's the kind of style that I'm after. I mean, if you make everything work, it's much easier to get the traffic, because if you, you know, and I'm sure everybody's read this book, Raving Fans. You know, it's a great description. I mean, if you do a really good job with your customer, the advertising costs are not as high, and the obstacles to purchase are not as high.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to do as good of a job on marketing and merchandising and advertising, although you still have to do an outstanding job on all those things. It just it lowers those hurdles to be able to do a successful you know, sale with a customer, so they're delighted.
One of the reasons I know that you do focus on promotion is, you know, when you were telling me prior to doing this taping, you know, you tell me the number of stores, which is the right number of stores in a market, and that's probably based on being able to maximize the efficiency of your promotion dollars, isn't it?
Oh, Camp, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you know, that's another one of those areas of know your company, know your marketplace, know your customer.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, there's all the pieces have got to fit together. It used to be, you know, my dad would tell me growing up in the business that there were certain elements because it was, in many ways a pull industry because the customer demand was higher than what production was. Our economy today, I was looking at some charts that a friend of mine sent, but, you know, production capacity at some periods was at 104%. I mean, that's why we saw such spiking in price, you know, not you know, the energy costs and all the things that drove all this. Now we're down to about 83%. And a lot of these companies are just in major trouble because they can't cut costs fast enough. And from a demand standpoint, you know, in that environment more than ever, you can provide great value because everybody wants to work together to try to get sales. There's more product on the market today than there was, you know, when I first got into the business and grew up. You have to do everything right today to be successful. I mean, you got to have good controls. You got to have marketing, merchandising, sales force management, you know, customer service, after sales service. I mean, all the things, every piece of the market has got to work for you. And if you're not successful, and there's no easy answers. I mean, it's 1,000 things you got to do right today.
Yeah. So the secret to your success is hard work. Is that what you're saying? Doing the right things and working hard.
Well, and having outstanding people and partners.
Well, that's good, Aaron. I appreciate you helping us with this. I know there's a lot of people out there that are wondering exactly what your secret is, and so I appreciate you sharing some of that with us. We've been talking to Aaron Perner, who is the owner of Cap Carpet, and this is Kemp Haar with FloorDaily.net.